You know what? Obviously, he did real good for his first time out, and you know, it's exciting to see what the future has in store for him.
I want to think of the present, though. I mean, Mike said, this is, he's the quarterback not only for the future, but for now. The situation you guys are in, I mean, now that you guys lost to Seattle, I mean, that's a lot to put on a rookie quarterback. I mean, how much confidence is there that you guys can put, you know, the offense together on a short period with a rookie quarterback?
I don't look at him as a rookie. You know, he has all the ability and the tools where, you know, he's better than most of the guys out there who are in their third or fourth year. So it's really just us coming together as an offense, trying to put together some drives and score points and, you know, try to finish this year out on a good note, you know, still have a chance of being in the playoffs. And, you know, if we do make the playoffs, then obviously him being our quarterback for now in the future, it'll be enough experience going in the postseason.
How frustrating has it been, though, in the fact that you're one or two plays away from some wins?
I mean, it's not really frustrating. You know those plays are going to come. And so, obviously, when they do come, they're going to come even more often, and it's probably going to be something that you really can't stop. So, you know, you always got to start somewhere. And obviously, you know, this is a new starting point for us. But we know where we're going to be now and in the future, and we just got to build on it.
From an offensive standpoint, what do you think needs to be done to get yourself out of this funk and get through the next month and still make the playoffs?
Just got to go out and play football, you know, just got to go out, not play scared, make plays, and then really just have fun. Just go out there and play football and have fun.
Do you think you played scared?
No, not really, but, you know, just go out and, you know, not worry about making mistakes. Just go out and play football.
You guys think you maybe need to open it up a little bit more downfield as far as not running the ball as much, or maybe because you have some weapons down there?
Not really sure. You know, obviously with Jake at the quarterback, obviously they're going to want to see what he can do once he gets a couple more starts in there. And obviously we all know he has an arm, so, you know, it would be a shame not to go ahead and use that. So I'm sure somewhere down the line they're going to showcase all his tools.
How long did you guys didn't push the field more yesterday? I mean, they did make a couple attempts down the sideline to you that didn't hook up. But, I mean, people were saying that the thing that's missing, you know, with Jake is that, you know, you need to stretch the field a little bit, open things up. The running game was fine, but yeah, you didn't get those passes. I mean,
That'll come. Obviously, you know, everything is not going to always be all fine and dandy your first outing. And even us as receivers, we know those plays are going to come. And, like I said, whenever those plays come, you know, it's going to be something that most teams really won't be able to stop.
How long does it take to get timing with a quarterback? I mean, you can work on it in practice, but it takes a game. How many games does it take usually?
You know what? The timing's always different because every time you go into a game, it's a new game playing, it's a new team. So it's just really how you make adjustments during the course of the game. And obviously, you and the quarterback will be on the same page as far as running routes, but you know, sometimes if you're out there, and like for me personally, I feel like if the ball's in my area, I can make a play. But, you know, the timing, I think that's kind of overrated because, you know, you face defenses that give you different looks. So I think it's how you adjust, you know, to those defenses and as far as what you're seeing and what he's seeing.
Javon, yeah. You said during training camp how impressed you were with Brandon Marshall, so when he's breaking five tackles.
Well, yeah, that's – I mean, obviously what you've seen him do yesterday, that's something that also you can be excited about, I guess, for the future too. You know, he's one of the rookies that came in, obviously, with Jay, and when you see a guy making plays like that, it makes it easier and it makes everybody else want to go out and make a play.
Did you think going into this game, knowing Jay being a rookie, did you think you might be more involved in this offense yesterday?
Yeah, obviously I thought so, but you know what, the thing is that defenses give you different looks to where, you know, a lot of guys around you are going to be open. You know, when we obviously looked at the film and stuff, that's just stuff that we got to make corrections going into this game right now.
Yeah, and you had a couple of deep balls going to you. And I think part of it when you talk about timing is just learn to trust you, that put the ball in a place where, yeah, he doesn't have to protect it as much. Put it up there and you'll go up and make the play.
Obviously, yeah, you know, I'm real confident in that. I feel like if I can get the opportunity to get my hands on the ball, more so like a jump ball, I figure I'm going to come down with it. And, you know, I think that'll be something that's going to come in the future.
Yeah. What do you think? You know, obviously first game jitters, things like that for a new quarterback. What do you think he's going to take away from that first game that he can apply this coming week that he'll be better at? I mean, just having played a week.
Obviously, you know, first game, just obviously which everybody, you know, you go back, you look at the things you could have done, and and then you try to do them better next time. You know, that's not even being with a rookie. That's like for myself and everybody else. So I'm sure that's what he'll do. He'll look at some things he probably could have done better and work on them. Like, say for me, there are some things watching the film that I could have done better that I'll work on to, you know, help him.
You said yesterday how frustrated you were. What can they do to get you?
I don't know. Frustration just comes off of losing. You know, you're always losing, and nobody likes losing. And you know, it's just, I guess, seeing how we put together a game plan. You know, only time will tell. And obviously, you know, I'm new to the system, just like a lot of other people. Also, just like Jay Cutler, and it's just trusting that the coaches are going to put us in predicaments to you know, win ball games and make plays.
Obviously, for the offense.
Say again?
You say last night was more heat of the moment.
Yeah, you know, heat of the moment. You know, it's a loss, and you know, you're kind of frustrated, so you know, you just kind of let everything out.
Obviously, you think for the offense to reach its full potential, though, you have to do more in terms of the statistical column than you did last night. Proceeding forward.
Well, I mean, obviously, everybody feels that way. When you're out there and you're running around and you know that you're a threat, but you're not really participating to the offense, of course, you're gonna feel like that. But you know, it's just waiting to see what type of game plan the coaches put together and seeing what we can do to, you know, get this thing turned around.
But you think they will take more shots as, you know, maybe they get a little more comfortable with him being in there?
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. Obviously, you know, that's why they brought him in. You know, he's a good quarterback. He has an arm, and you gotta go ahead and let it loose.